Bradshaw Mazda, where our cars are just easy to buy. See our specials at BradshawMazda.com.
Live, local, trusted. With the largest coverage in the upstate, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Friends at Katechee, CATEECHEE.com. Food, man. So, you know, a few things I love more than golf. One of them is food. And so I got a great text the other day from someone, a loyal listener, and he goes, Mickey, I got to tell you, we took your advice. We went to Katechee for the first time, and then we went to eat at Waterfall Grill for the first time. And we even got some to-go stuff, but he talked about something I hadn't talked about a whole lot about, is desserts, because I get so full over there on the other stuff that I didn't get to the dessert stuff. But look, love it. Love Katechee. Great golf course with great conditions right now. So going to a Georgia game, going to a Clemson game, you want a place to stay? Got some great accommodations for you right there. CATEECHEE.com. The other thing to do is a member. They have a lot of fun. They have like booze and brews, meaning Halloween. Boo and brews is what it is. Not booze, but boo and brews coming up. Pretty cool event coming up.
Booze and brews. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. Booze and brews. Yeah. But no, boo and brews. Anyway, good stuff. To our guest lines, Paul Strelow, TigerIllustrated.com. Good morning, Paul. How you doing this morning?
Maybe a little more positive than you are right now.
Well, I joke with my friends I have to wear asbestos underwear on the show now because, man, my butt's on fire every day with everybody talking about I don't know how this team could ever win another football game. I don't see how they're ever going to put this together.
I think it's just the view of the way of the world. It's there is no gray area these days. It's black or white. You're the best or the worst. So
I get that. I think we kind of agree here on this kind of thing, Paul. Are you seeing it on your message boards of revisionist history? I'm not trying to pretend like this offense is good, but to say that this offensive stat's been declining and this program's been declining, and I don't see that factually, numbers wise, points wise, and wins wise, and yards wise. I don't see that at all in the last 4 or 5 years. But why should we get that here on the station?
Well, I mean, I think while winning can cover up areas where you have shortcomings, I think anytime you lose, and Clemson didn't exactly lose to Georgia Tech, they still won. you know, the things get that everything that you dislike or disagree with gets magnified, and so every little thing, you know, then kind of, I won't say gets blown out of proportion, but then, you know, too much weight is given to every little thing that is not perfect or that you feel like can do better, and so. I think what it has done is dusted off a lot of arguments or discussion points on things that people think could be better. And suddenly that's the leading reason things need to change. People need to be fired. I mean, it's just kind of, it's par for the course for any fan base. But still, you know, I think, you know, winning, you know, when teams win, it's, and things are going great, then everything is pushed a little too sunshiny. You know, these are still people. There are still flaws. There are imperfections. But when you lose, then suddenly it goes to the other extreme.
If you had to prioritize, in your professional opinion, I've read a lot of stuff you talked about this week, and I totally agree with one point I think you're going to make. I'll let you make it, though. What are the major priorities on offense as far as to-do list of things to fix?
Oh, I think the two things, and whichever order you take them, for me, number one is you've got to get DJ's confidence up. You know, he has, you know, this is a new season. I think you wipe away the two games he had last year. I mean, he's still a first-time starter. You're putting more on his plate. He's being asked to do more, to see more, you know, to develop as a quarterback. And it's the natural progression that you take, you know, and we saw it with Trevor and Deshaun, and those guys had some struggles in at this point in their career as well. Maybe not to quite the degree DJ has the last couple games, but he, also there are different dynamics around it as well. You know, he's surrounded by receivers who haven't really done it before. Justin, who, you know, Ross, who's coming back from injury, offensive line, and we get to that piece in a minute, that's still trying to pull things together. And so you've got kind of the whole storm here of, you know, where in the two games last year, DJ had, you know, some veteran receivers there. He had an offensive line that already had cohesion to it, you know, and so they were able to simplify things for him, where this year there's more on the plate, more they need the quarterback to be better. And, you know, I think that the big thing for him is calming down, getting confident. And I think that's where the staff goes to work in trying to figure out, you know, in calming him down, and so that the footwork, the technique and all that stuff does come more consistently. In combination with that, there is just kind of trying to get that continuity and within the offensive line. Because, you know, we talk, you know, when the offensive line gets picked out, and I tend to believe they are usually, you know, unfairly scrutinized as just like, oh, the offensive line stinks, they can't block anybody. It's a much more nuanced argument than that usually. Where in this case, you know, I mean, you're talking five of the 11 offensive members are offensive line. You know, it's more than just, you know, a one position kind of thing stinks. There are a bunch of people that have to be accounted for there. And so when you have a left guard who is going to be a very good player, a freshman, but he's seeing things last game that he hasn't seen before and it's coming fast, you know, there are going to be mistakes. And it kind of comes unglued from there. And it's not just him, but you've got Walker Parks at right tackle, who, while we think is going to be a very good player, again, this is his first year as a starter. You've got Matt Bockhorst at center, who is clearly uncomfortable at center, you know, having just moved there late to kind of, you know, put out the fire there at that position, and is still learning to snap and to respond quickly. And it's just a higher, more pressurized position than guard. He's got to think and do a lot more. And so you've got a number of pieces of the puzzle that you're trying to solve there. And when all those are kind of unstable, this is what we're seeing, where, you know, if you're struggling to keep all the assignments per play, you know, there's going to be uncertainty and anxiety at the quarterback position. You know, it limits what you do as a play caller when you've got fires to kind of, and I wouldn't say this, maybe it's not fires to put out, but there isn't really anything that Clemson can hang its hat on right now. There are kind of questions at each position that they're trying to work through and figure out, what does this team do well? What is the identity going to be? And then try and build from there.
Would you agree or disagree that I don't think there's a quick fix? I wouldn't look for Clemson to go score 40 this weekend, that this is going to be a work in progress and maybe more like a down and distance kind of offense, like you saw in 17, rather than what you saw the five of the last 6 years in it. I just made down and distance didn't matter to Watson and Lawrence. They just throw it to ETN or throw it to T. Higgins, and they made first downs, where this might look a little more like 17 if they can get this offense going more like 17 than the other 5 years.
Oh, I do think it'll be incremental, you know, and I think it starts with stabilizing the offensive line, and I think you'll see some personnel changes and tweaks this week in who they have where, to kind of work toward that, you know, and I think there'll be, you know, probably a different composition in play calling and the direction they go there. You know, I think they've tried to use, you know, in two of the first three games, really against the important ones, they've tried to use horizontal passing game to kind of open things up, to get DJ going, to try and augment the running game. And that really hasn't worked. And so I think you might see a deviation from there. You know, but there's still the dynamic that they're going to have to juggle on. Okay, everyone's saying they weren't passing the ball downfield, not hitting big plays. Well, you know, I think there was justification to that in trying to get a rhythm for Uyunglele, and trying to use the short stuff as part of the running game, and just to kind of keep the chains moving, because when you're trying downfield shots, those are higher risk, lower percentage, and they're already not exactly shooting a high percentage with some of their shorter stuff. You know, that they needed more possessions last game. That was part of the factor. And you know, there's a lot been written this week about offensive line depth and the starters going the whole way. Well, last week to me was a game the starters could go the whole way, and you needed them to, and they didn't really need a rest because Clemson didn't have the ball that long.
Yeah.
You know, so just a number of different factors there that I think that the staff has to work through and trying to find the right balance.
I thought if there's a criticism I would have, and I know it's, the reasons for it, but I thought they put too much on DJ against Georgia, took too much off his plate against Georgia Tech. Is that a fair criticism?
I think that's fair, and I think particularly with Georgia, I understand why you do that, and you've got the confidence in him. You know, I think you saw that erode as the game went on. Yeah, I think that's a fair characterization for both of those games.
All right, you had two of the top 25 players in the country, class of 2003, coming in last week. You previewed this with Drake Bowen and with Sonny Styles. How did it go with those two guys?
You know, it went pretty well with both of them. You know, I think the game atmosphere was good. People want to know the recruiting ramifications of the start often, but you know, Clemson's still 2-1. You know, they've had two home games here. And I think that, you know, the environment for the last game was still pretty good. I think what changes isn't necessarily what's been on the field. It's when the audience turns, you know, and if there's booing or grumbling, things of that nature, that's where the experience changes for prospects. So that will be interesting, just kind of where things are with Boston College Week coming up from there. But Sonny Styles, 5-star. You know, who Clemson is recruiting as a safety, and I think he will be a safety, but, you know, projects a lot in the Isaiah Simmons type mold. His dad played at Ohio State. His brother is a receiver at Notre Dame. So they'll make some Notre Dame games coming up. You know, I think those two, you know, have reasonable reason to think that they have as good a chance as anybody. I do think Sonny Styles is going to, and his family are going to make the choice that's best for the kid, and where he wants to go and where he fits best. And so I think, given the parallels to Isaiah Simmons and how Clemson uses its safeties, and the way the defense continues to play, you know, I think they've got a seat at the table. This was the kind of visit that you're hoping sets the stage for Styles and family to maybe come back for late junior day in January. Drake Bowen, I think, is more advanced in his process. He's a 4-star linebacker, an inside linebacker type out of Indiana. You know, the fact that Notre Dame is close by, I think they still are the favorites. I think he very much values their education there. I think Clemson probably is running too. And we'll see just kind of how things go over the course of this season. But Bowen goes back to Notre Dame for back-to-back visits for their games against USC and UNC in late October. So let's see how things are coming out of those two visits before we see what traction Clemson might have or what staying power. But I think Clemson is pretty definitively running top two for Bowen. Let's see how the results go out of the course of the season, how much proximity ends up mattering for Bowen, and kind of go from there.
I've got 30 seconds, Paul. Texture wants to know, A.J. Harris sets a commitment date. It's a long time. It's in January, but how the Tigers stand?
You know, I think Clemson is a top two, maybe top three. I think he very much likes the staff. He's coming back next month for a visit. You know, I think there's a case to be made for Alabama or Georgia. I think they are both in it. I think there's conflicting info on whether Georgia's the number, the other competitor, or Alabama. But I think if you're Clemson, you like where you stand. And I think they've got as good a shot, if not a little better, than the other two big-time programs for him.
How can folks subscribe to the best of the business, TigerIllustrated.com?
Yeah, Tiger Illustrated, we've got a lot that has broken down, kind of separating what we believe to be fact versus kind of fiction, and the talking points for where Clemson is, where Clemson can can go and should go from here. You know, a lot more, a couple big recruiting visits coming up next month, starting with Boston College next week, and some very prominent names coming in there. So plenty of recruiting developments going on, and certainly a lot of discussion points for the football team right now.
Well, and then Larry Williams is going to have his worst guest he's ever had on his podcast later this week. So anything to avoid listening to that. Hey Paul, thanks an awful lot. Always appreciate it. Viva Ronaldo. I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Appreciate it, Mickey.
Had to sneak that in there with Paul Strelow. Hey, our great friends over at Blue Ridge, this is a really cool deal they've got going on now, all right? So they have teamed up, and now they have high-speed fiber optic, super fiber gigabyte internet. You can get this at your home now. Blue Ridge Electric Cooperative has partnered with West Carolina Telephone Cooperative to create this upcountry fiber. They're going to bring fiber optic high-speed internet to Blue Ridge Electric customers, the surrounding areas, portions of Anderson, Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, Spartanburg counties. You can see if Upcountry Fiber will be available to you. Visit upcountryfiber.com. Click register interest there. Join the network. The fastest speeds available for great prices. You can provide HD TV and phone services for you through all this. Go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Upcountry Fiber. Find out, register there, and find out if you've got it and how you can get it at upcountryfiber.com. We will take a break. We'll come back. Much more to your turn right after this.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take that lightly. We drop them, slam them against the wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail. Drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs.
Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning. When you need the absolute best service at the best price, visit PittmanAC.com today for comfort all year long. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning has been proudly keeping the upstate comfortable for almost 50 years. When you call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com, you can schedule for free estimates on a new system installation or replacement. Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning is your local independent train dealer. Call 864-882-3215 or visit PittmanAC.com today.
It's hard to stop a train.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home of the lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Hi, Don Munson for my friends at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. The wife and I have been on our custom-built Engineered Sleep mattress for several months now, and our sleep has never been better. It's been so good, we had them build a mattress for our special needs daughter, and now she sleeps like a rock. Your best sleep is out there at Engineered Sleep, a custom mattress built for you at half the cost. Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road, or check them out online at EngineeredSleep.com. That's EngineeredSleep.com.
My Garage by Essex, the go-to place for vehicle maintenance. Whether it's your newer or older vehicle, we even repair those old classics of your grandparents that need some major maintenance or repairs to keep them going like the old days. We are professionals that perform high-quality workmanship with high-quality parts. Please stop in to see us at 551 Old Greenville Highway, Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
With Carolina Fresh Farms, you'll be the envy of your neighborhood. It's the perfect time to make plans for fall. Whether you need to protect your lawn to prevent winter weeds, freshen up your mulch, or create a new project like a natural stone paver patio, outdoor fireplace, or retaining wall, our knowledgeable staff specialists are ready to help you. With 7 locations across South Carolina, visit our website, carolinafreshfarms.com, to find the location nearest you. Carolina Fresh Farms, your landscaping supply specialist.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belkin Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Westminster Vision is back. We've consolidated our patient services to our Clemson location next to Publix and now have full-time patient services even on Saturdays. Complete family eye care, disease management, custom contact lenses, and eyewear made on site in many cases. Plus, we've added more designer frames and sunglasses like Costa and Oakley. All work is guaranteed and we take most insurance. Westminster Vision, located on 1390 Tiger Boulevard next to Publix. Call 654-4141 to set up your appointment.
By texting 484848, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Freshly. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at freshly.com/terms.
When life is hectic and you're rushing to get dinner together, do you
prepare a perfectly grilled flat iron steak on a bed of mashed potatoes, green beans, and sautéed carrots with a
Doubt it. But you could enjoy that meal with Freshly. Chef-crafted dinners delivered to you fresh. Freshly chefs cook nutritious meals from fresh whole food ingredients and deliver them right to your door. Since every meal is delivered fresh, simply remove from the fridge, heat for 3 minutes, and enjoy. There's no prep, no cooking, no cleaning, no stress. And now, get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. No matter how long or rushed your day is, whether you're working from home or wrangling the kids, you can still enjoy a delicious chef-crafted meal delivered fresh from Freshly. Now get $40 off your first 2 weeks when you text HUNGRY to 484848. That's HUNGRY to 484848 for your discount. Text HUNGRY to 484848.
Hey Tiger fans, Clemson soccer alumni Morgan Hurt Coleman here with Morgan Coleman Real Estate. I wanted to update you about the current real estate market. With high buyer demand, historically low mortgage rates, and low inventory, buyers are fully prepared to purchase. If you've been considering selling, now is the time. My professional approach is to educate my sellers so you are fully prepared every step of the home selling process. As a native of the upstate, I have a passion for teaming up with my clients and developing lifelong relationships. If you're looking to sell your home in the greater Greenville area or Lake communities and want a Division I experience, visit MorganColemanRealEstate.com.
The Clemson Tigers are
all in.
Are you? This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers head to the state of North Carolina to take on the NC State Wolfpack. The Textile Bowl is a story rivalry. And after taking last year off, both teams are looking forward to resuming the series. Each broadcast begins 3 hours before kickoff with the Tiger Tailgate Show. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Properties Network.
Catch all the action right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
The undisputed sports talk leader for the upstate.
Let's go now, you burn him!
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
She had to pee me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to.
Great segment coming up. So we've got a bunch of calls. Hang on, guys, but I got to tell a quick story. So we got a caller that's on hold that John Height can't hear. And he goes, it's like, there's a whisper. I think this is a Seinfeld low talker. But I got to tell a really quick story. And John's yelling at the guy right now. He's going, what? What's your name? All right. So years and years and years ago, I love this story. I'm going to wait till John get off the air. Well, let me tell you about Ace Hardware first, and I'm going to tell you the story when John gets off because I want to hear. Ace Hardware in Simpsonville, what Ben Duncan and his great people, they're going to give you all the business needs. I don't talk about this enough. What is your business need? Do you need cleaning supplies? Do you need any kind of supplies? Do you need anything? They're going to take care of you. And I love this. Ben says, we've got a lot of stuff here, but if we don't, we're going to get it. All right? So you business to business, all you Greenville businesses over there, you need supplies and stuff. Let them take care of you. They're gonna knock your socks off. Key cutting, Benjamin Moore paint, steel power equipment, all that's fun. Let me talk about grills. I'm going to do a weekend this weekend because I think the weather's going to be great. I'm going to do a Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night cook-off with my Traeger and my Big Green Egg. I'll let you know how that goes. Ace Hardware in Simpsonville. Get in touch with them. Go by and see those good folks. All right. Nothing better than John going, hello! So is this guy? It is? You finally found his name or has he got a better connection?
I think the connection's a little bit better.
Okay, good. All right, let me tell you a quick story. So years ago, my friend Barry Tomlinson was having to interview someone. We worked in the sports information office at Clemson. And Barry was having to write a program article. And it was doing it on a gentleman, an elderly gentleman, who everybody knew in Clemson couldn't hear anyway. But a great historical figure here. And so he called him up on the phone to set the interview up. And so here's how the phone call went. Hi, sir. My name is Barry Tomlinson. I'm working with Bob Bradley at the Clemson Sports Information Office. I want to know if maybe we can talk to you and do an interview for you for our game programs. What? He goes, this is Barry Tomlinson. He goes, who? He goes, Barry Tomlinson. And I'm listening to this guy on the other line, right? And this is the guy in the other room. He goes, who? He goes, Barry Tomlinson. I work for Bob Bradley. And the guy goes, oh, hey, Bob, how you doing? There's another great story about that gentleman. I'm not going to mention his name. I'm not going to mention the other story. I'll tell you off the air, John. Good stuff. So, low talker, right? But he's got a better connection now. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Because how many times they try? Like 7 or 8? That's great. I love it. All right. Longest been holding. Fear the Turtle's been very patient. Fear the Turtle, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Bless. I was hoping you weren't going to say, good morning. How you doing? Anyway, glad to hear from you, man. Hey, you feeling good? Everything's good? Maryland's undefeated? Things are going great for Maryland football.
Cautiously optimistic, you know.
Quarterback's playing good.
I even see us probably beating Iowa when they come there in, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, you got that. That could be a big football game. I think Maryland, if you win this week, depending on who else is ahead of you, Maryland could be ranked going into the Iowa game. Maryland could be two ranked teams facing off.
Yeah, it's been surprising. The offensive line and defensive line has been better, and Tallulah has just been incredible at quarterback. I mean, yeah. I don't know what else to say. But the reason I called was the main reason is because I want to say, go Europe. I hope the Americans get beat like they stole something this weekend.
Tell me why.
Because there's quite a few unlikable Americans, like there usually is on the team.
It's weird, isn't it? Isn't it weird in looking at this thing that so much
European since the mid-'80s. There's always been unlikable Americans, whether it's Bubba Watson or Captain America, Patrick Reed, your boy Justin Spieth, Jordan Spieth, is unlikable.
Yeah.
Who else? Some people would say Brooks Koepka is unlikable. I do enjoy him, though. And even Justin Thomas lately. I mean, you know, his facial expressions and the way he whines out on the course now. I just can't wait for y'all to get your butts whooped again this week and we take the cup back to Europe. It's
going
to be great.
You call me?
Call me.
Hey, I've done it forever. Burger's a weird dude. Not much to Cantlay. DeChambeau is got to be one of the strangest people in all of sports. Harris English Country Club kid. I like Finau. Dustin Johnson's dumb as a box of rocks. Koepka's dumber than Dustin. Morikawa seemed like a good guy. Xander seemed like a decent guy. He's got a weird dad. Scheffler seemed like a decent dude. Spieth's the crybaby and Justin Thomas crybaby. Yeah, man, I kind of get what you're saying there a little bit. It's hard. I don't know, man. Yep. I don't know.
Yeah, I do. I can't stand the American Ryder Cup teams. haven't pulled for them since mid-'80s. So looking for another butt-whooping to give you guys. And, I mean, the whole American team are a bunch of idiots anyways. Why would you have the tournament at a at a links course anyways? You know?
PGA of America wanting to make money and selling it and all this kind of stuff. We'll see. I'm not sure if it's true links, but more links and more British-type weather. Put it in a hot South Florida. Get the guys over here sweating. Now they got sweaters on and toboggans on over there, feeling right into it. Hey, do me a favor.
That's it.
Call me up.
Yeah.
Let's discuss it tomorrow. Let's discuss it or let's discuss it on Monday and see how the thing went.
Oh, and by the way, yeah, and I want to wish a happy 58th birthday to my dishwasher.
How about
Take it easy, Mick.
Thank you, buddy. Goodness gracious. Text said, why is Bubba Watson so unlikable? I don't have all those answers. I just know in a survey of PGA Tour players, he was voted most unlikable several years in a row. Don't know why. Logan is an Anderson. Logan, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
Hey, Mickey, how you doing?
Fantastic.
How much time I got?
You got 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
All right. Let me get this out. So, I'm tired. I'm actually not tired. I'm sick of hearing this this thing everybody's saying about why are Clemson fans so, like, out of their minds with criticism, saying all this stuff. And my answer to that is, tell me the school that isn't out of their minds and crazy. Like, Tennessee fires their coach every 6 weeks. The USC coach didn't even make it four games. Nick Saban, a couple years ago, lost two games, missed the playoffs, and their fan base was saying Nick Saban should retire. Like, tell me the school that isn't the way Clemson is right now. Like, if Elliot, if you don't like Clemson here, go be a coach over there and get fired. Like, go ask Chad Morris what that life is like. I mean, because Chad Morris would probably still be here if he hadn't left. Now he's bouncing around like he's on a trampoline. Like, I don't understand it. Like, of all the schools that are doing what Clemson's doing, the stuff that Clemson's doing, it's not even on the Richter scale of crazy. We just want some more imagination, because I'm going to tell you something. If I could sit on the couch and predict 3 out of 4 plays that Tony Elliott calls, what do you think the guy that predicts the calls on Georgia's team can do? He can do a lot better than me, because he gets paid to do it. Like, the pick six came from, well, I mean, all they're doing is throwing it to the line of scrimmage. Hey, guys, y'all just get prepared to catch the ball, run it in. I mean, that's how it happened.
The pick six that happened in line of scrimmage?
In the Georgia game.
It happened at the line of scrimmage?
It was on a screen.
Logan, it was on an RPO. The ball was thrown about 12 to 15 yards downfield. The safety came up and made the play. That was not a screen pass. That was an RPO that's 12, 15 yards down the field. Boy, you must be good at predicting plays if you think that was a screen pass.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the actual interception play. I'm talking about all the plays that led up to the interception.
But you're telling me that the Justin Ross pick six throw was a screen pass, yes or no?
Even Herb Street sitting there, and he said what I just said. They started playing up towards the line of scrimmage because that's all that was being thrown. You can go back and watch it. Herb Street said the same thing I did.
Yeah,
they're
not throwing the ball downfield, but it's easy to predict plays if you call RPO screens, because you can call either one, screen or RPO, and you get the same thing right.
No,
yeah, absolutely.
It's easy to predict plays if all the plays are going to the line of scrimmage. Like, plain and simple. And Herb Street, after the pick six, what did he say? He said, this team looks like it's, I can't remember, he said desperate, or he said something like that. That's when we started playing football. That's when our offense started putting sort of drives together. Now, if they had been playing for four quarters like they did after the pick six, we might even be having a different conversation right now. I don't know.
How many did they score after the pick six?
They didn't do it.
How many did they score after the pick six? How many points did Clemson score after the pick six?
Okay, they started playing halfway through the game. If they started playing at the beginning of the game instead of after the pick six when they got desperate, it might have been a different game. I don't know. We won't ever know.
No, never know. Logan, I appreciate it, man. Thanks a lot. RPOs aren't screen passes. Sorry, can't help you there. Let's take a break. Bleece, James, hang on. I'm coming to you. Short break on the other side. My friends over at Zero Res want to make sure that you have clean carpets, clean area rugs. Want to make sure that you have clean air ducts, tile and grout, upholstery, drapes. It's Zero Res Greenville, 558-7300, 558-7300, Zero Res Greenville. No matter how you spell it, it's right way to clean, ZeroResGreenville.com. We'll take a break. Come back. Much more after this.
Clemson alum Will here. Clemson fans know tailgating, and since Duck Donuts opened in Greenville, got a new tailgate tradition. It's not a football Saturday without Duck Donuts. In the car, headed to tailgate. You can't beat that combination of cool, crisp air and fresh, warm donuts. It's easy to choose flavors everyone will love.
Julie Terry here from Duck Donuts Greenville. It's football season, so let us help you be the tailgating MVP by adding sprinkles in your school colors to a Duck Donuts assortment. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at DuckDonuts.com.
Get 0% for 72 on a new F-150 at Fairway Ford. That's right. For a limited time, get 0% financing for 72 months on new 2021 Ford F-150 pickups. While they're still available, choose from in-stock trucks and get 0% for 72 or special order your new 2021 F-150 and lock in 0% for 72 for when it's delivered. Don't miss the best deals of the year on in-stock and special order F-150s today at Fairway Ford, where we're always open at fairwayford.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosey Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Reed's Jewelers in Haywood Mall invites you to their special VIP event now through September 26th. This event will feature pre-owned jewelry, retired styles, trade-ins, vendor samples, super clearance, and more. North America's largest family-owned jeweler for 75 years, Reed's Jewelers Associates look forward to helping you find that ideal piece of jewelry you've been looking for. Find it at the Reed's Special VIP event now through September 26th. Reed's Jewelers, Haywood Mall.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Is where it starts, where your story begins. This is the trail you blaze yourself. How will you finish? Ingles, we're with you every step of the way.
This week at Ingles, 38-ounce Heinz ketchup, 2 for $5. Select varieties, 6-count Bounty double roll paper towels, $10.98 each, and select sizes and varieties, Starbucks ground or whole bean bag or K-cup coffee, $6.98 each. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
Hey y'all, it's Dabo. When I'm not coaching, I love to ride my brand new bike from Tim's Harley Davidson. They really took their time to make sure I found just the right motorcycle. Now, I'm part of the legendary Tim's family tradition, and you know, it feels great. Plus, I know my machine is in good hands, because they're going to keep her running right. Skill, knowledge, and experience. These guys are definitely all in. Hope you'll visit my friends at Tim's Harley Davidson today. See you on the road. Go Tigers.
If you're considering a commercial building project, you probably have a lot of questions. Hood Construction is here to answer all of those questions and help you build it the right way, each step of the way. Their specialties include office, hospitality, healthcare, K-12 and higher education, faith-based, retail, and industrial construction. The Hood Construction team serves clients through concept master planning, real-time budget forecasting, ROI Performa assistance, and more. Visit hoodconstruction.com for your free commercial construction assessment today.
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney of the Clemson Tigers. Fall is the time to enjoy great football with family and friends, but underage drinking should never be a part of the scene. Underage drinking is against the law, and that includes providing alcohol to anyone under 21. It is never okay to provide alcohol to minors. Upstate alcohol enforcement teams are enforcing underage drinking laws this football season. Help keep those under 21 safe and alcohol-free. Check out phoenixcenter.org for more info.
Get the edge at Tri-County in the top 1% nationwide for successful transfers. Training today's technology for tomorrow's workforce. Tri-County Technical College is now registering for exciting careers as Cisco network administrators and computer technicians. You can learn more at tctc.edu/CIT. Tri-County Technical College offers you the opportunity to gain the skills employers are looking for in today's workforce. Get the edge today at tctc.edu/CIT.
When you're looking for the beautiful gift she deserves, do what I do. Shop at Turner's Jewelers. They have an amazing selection of silver, gold, precious gems, and diamonds. And Turner's can create a custom piece she'll absolutely treasure, whatever the occasion. Trust a tradition of family excellence for more than 60 years. Shop now at turnersjewelers.com or visit them today in the Applewood Shopping Center next to Belk and Seneca. Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how at Turner's Jewelers.
Hi folks, Qualk here. Join Donnell Clark and me each Friday night for our Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week, presented by Southern Wesleyan University. This week's game is Easley at Woodmont. Pre-game starts at 7 p.m. right here on the Roar. And don't forget that you can help us choose where we go each week. Just log on to WCCPFM.com and vote in our online poll presented by Stephen Fisher Allstate. Are you in good hands?
With the largest coverage of any sports talk station in the upstate.
Bring back the option.
Nobody does it better than us. We're 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
I remember when I lost my mind. Emotions have an echo in so much space.
Final segment of a Thursday show. Chick-fil-A tomorrow. Should be a good one. Come out and see us. Well, drive through and see us. Bleas is an Easley. Bleas, you've been very patient, man. I appreciate your patience. Hope you're having a good morning.
Yeah, I've been having a really good morning.
Good.
I want you to know right now, I'm proud of my Tigers.
Good for you, Bleas. I like it.
They could be 3-0.
Could be. Yep. And I don't think, at any point in time, did anybody really think they were going to lose Saturday night? Because I never felt like Georgia Tech was going to score and get the two-point conversion, then go into overtime and win the game. I didn't think they'd get the onside kick. They got it. But I didn't think they were going to drive it down, score, get the two-point conversion, then put in overtime and win. I didn't feel that was going to be the case. But, some
that
people do.
That defense is awesome.
Yep.
Anybody that keeps Georgia out of the end zone on the offense – they got to be good.
Because Georgia's played very well offensively since then. And look, it's three games. We'll see. The defense is lights out right now.
Yeah, and they could be 3-0.
Yeah. One play away, maybe. Yeah.
But it took me a long time to figure out that John Hyatt is connected with Hyatt Regency Hotel, so I need to borrow a couple of thousand dollars from him.
When your name is Sterling, your middle name is Sterling, and a Sterling Heights and all. Yeah. We've put in a loan application. He'll be glad to help you out.
If I'm part of the hotel conglomerate family, I must have missed the invite to the family reunion.
Hey, please. I appreciate your positivity this morning, man. It's awful nice to hear it.
Yeah. Let me leave you with one thing that I've been connected with all my life. You can please some of the people some of the time. You cannot please all of the people all of the time.
That's a great point. Words of wisdom. I appreciate the phone call. Have a great morning for sure. I appreciate that. Awesome stuff there. Or you can try to – here's a good point Paul Shula made. Even in the wins before, there are a lot of negative things going on, right? Winning covers up a lot of negative things, and you just tend to forget them. But believe you me, they were grading films and guys having failing grades when they were winning big. So, but we don't notice those things. We think everything's just hunky-dory, and it's either great or terrible. It's one or the other. There's no in between. Well, no, what? It's never as good as it seems, never as bad as it seems. James is in Simpsonville. James, you've been patient as well. Thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, Mickey. How are you?
Fantastic, sir.
Yeah, I won't take much of your time. I just wanted to call, and I listen to your show a whole lot. And I've been a Clemson fan for 70 years. I've seen it all. I've seen a lot. And the new era, we have a new era now. We have the playoff era. That's the new millennium era where we have arrived. And that's our goal, is the playoffs. It used to be the Big Four bowl games. That was your goal. Orange Bowl, Sugar Bowl, Cotton Bowl, even the Gator Bowl. But all that's changed now. All that's on the back burner. There's only one goal, and that's the playoff. If you don't make the playoff, you don't have a successful season. That's the new millennium era. But that's not Clemson football era, and it shouldn't be anybody's goal if they don't make the playoffs. It is a goal of how you play the game during the season. And I've listened to you a lot, and I've listened to all these talk shows, and this morning when Paul Freelander came on, I had to call. Because all the Tiger fans, I'm talking my age and down, if they listen to what he said and diagnosed it and broke it apart, all of them can sit back and just turn on the TV Saturday and watch the game, go to the game, enjoy the game. And right now, Clemson football is a work in progress. We don't have 4- and 5-star athletes across the board. And if we did, we'd still be playoff bound. But right now, we don't. We have pieces of the puzzle we're trying to fix. And most of these pieces aren't fitting. It's no coach's fault. None. Not one coach over there is putting somebody in the game that they know can't produce. But when they do put them in, the pieces don't fit. And until we get them all together and build that puzzle back, we are what we are. And watch the game, enjoy it, be a Tiger fan, and everything will be okay.
James, you're too wise. I appreciate you calling in. Very, very good points of wisdom this morning. I think thanks for your I hope you have a great morning for sure. It's not always going to go the way you want it to go, but I mean, the guy's seen some good football and seen some bad football. And in 70 years, man, that's in the 50s, right? Think back. I've only seen basically 48 of them or so. I've seen some good football, seen some bad football. But interesting stuff, no doubt about that. 654 Roar, got time maybe for one phone call. Got a bunch of text on here. And mostly supportive. So one thing I hadn't thought about that Texter sends in is that I'm not sure all these are Clemson fans that are texting you in. These might be trolls. Sometimes I discount that somebody would actually take time in their life to act like they're a fan of somebody else. That happens. Before we had the text line, that would happen occasionally. People would disguise their voice, and we even know we'd see their numbers, you know, and they would be a fan of another school, and you know, you try to disguise your voice a little bit. See that. On text line, I don't remember all these phone numbers. We don't have your name on here. We got your phone number on here. So, but it's actually an interesting point. That could happen, I guess. I do get the sense of frustration, and justifiably so. If you've listened to this show this week, no one is saying that you shouldn't be frustrated. It's frustrating, no doubt about that. But you can't call. You can't just be totally irrational and say things. One of the narratives out there now, somebody puts up some screenshots and some plays of a offensive lineman, you know, showing tipping he's going to pull. Well, there's a lot of plays in there where they don't tip too, and there's 50 guys on a support staff that self-scout. And it's easy to put together a screenshot and say, what is it? You know, you get that sometimes about two offensive guys blocking each other. What is the staff doing? Well, that's a screenshot on one play. You know, South Carolina's doing that right now. They've got a screen pass, whatever, and two guys are blocking nobody. And go, what is this about? Well, that's a still shot of a picture of one play of a season. You know, you've had the ball now. Clemson's had the ball now, I'm guessing, 200 plays so far this year. Is that right? Is that fair?
200 plays? Roughly, yeah.
You know, I can go screenshot you a couple things in there. But I don't have the answers, man. I've never coached a down in my life and don't know the difference. When I hear DJ talk about 38 double cloud, I know what cloud coverage is. I'm not sure what 38 double cloud is, but that's what he knows, and that's what he's been taught by the staff. I know what trap coverage is, but I don't know post-snap read, you know, how they're going to read that, and robber coverage and where that's coming from. But I don't know exactly all the man beaters and zone beaters against a lot of those zones. I don't know a lot of those because I never really coached football before. And on certain blocking schemes, and I do know how to do math. I know that seven's more than five, and five are going to have a hard time blocking seven. But, you know, who you're responsible for, when on your zone blocking do you release and go to the second level? Those are things I never played offensive line. I don't know those things. But, boy, we got a lot of people who do know those things right now. And that's the frustrating part for me. The fair call, the fair text is, hey, it's not looking good right now. It's not working right now. Maybe try this. Or why is this happening? Yeah, those are all, that's above board and fair. That's what we should be doing here, in my opinion. But the idea that you're going to fire people or go back and go, this guy's terrible, this guy didn't know how to coach, and all, where the facts of the case have not pointed that out. And where the, I'm glad that we're not judging you at your job the way these guys are being judged, and because I don't know anything about your business and shouldn't criticize you and yours. Anyway, busy day on the show. Brad Hughes, I'm an Allstate agent. I'm in good hands with Brad Hughes. I'm in good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him, bradhughesinsurance.com. You know, the mile wise means lower premiums because you're driving less. If you think you qualify by driving so many less miles than you used to, if you want to pay by the mile, they can do this. See if it can save you money. Mile-wise, ask about it. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com. Call. The only way to find out is call and see us. Brad Hughes at Allstate.com, 292-3001. Going the extra mile is the Miami trustees that talked to the Miami Herald guy that gave them thoughts on the buyout and Mario Cristobal. I mean, I know you're a successful business person, and I know you're a big Miami fan and on the board of trustees, but probably shouldn't be talking to reporters about buyouts three games into a season and discussing potential candidates. And even then, how's that for morale? We can't afford Cristobal because it'd be $50 million. Yeah, well, okay, well, let me get all excited about Manny Diaz this week then. You know, and Central Connecticut State coming to town. Boy, I don't know, trustee guy. I mean, I probably wouldn't talk to reporters about about a football.
I've never understood that. I understand if you're like the week before Thanksgiving and the writing is on the wall. Yeah. We're still in September.
Yeah. Texas 30 cloud is a three front eight drop. Yeah, I got that now. And three safeties. Well, that's what we talked about, what Clemson calls it, the cyclone look. Iowa State and cyclone with three safeties back there in a different look. But yeah, mark my words on this. Mark my words. If State runs three deep safety look, and if Clemson throws into coverage, throws a pick, the very first phone calls with Monday is, why are we forcing into coverage? It's easy, man. It's
because you spent a whole week asking for it.
Yeah. Hindsight is a great deal. Quickly, buddy, 2 minutes ago, what do you got for me?
Morgan Thomas Show tonight, 7 to 8 p.m. We continue to give you 14 hours of live and local programming. Be sure to stay tuned in after Road Rage for the Morgan Thomas Show.
That sounds great. Mine by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. Rob Real Estate Needs is ericnewton.com. Get in touch with him. He can help you out. Anything in Clemson and real estate, he can help you out for sure. Tonight, the Davis Mills era begins for Houston Texans football. What a crazy situation that is. Panthers in Houston tonight. Also, some college football tonight. We talk a lot of Ryder Cup. Come on, see us at Chick-fil-A tomorrow. Should be great. Let me thank Paul Strelo. Up next, Brad and Ben. John Hite, terrific job as usual. Friends, have an absolutely wonderful Thursday. But most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we will see you on the radio.
Broadcasting live from the